Forecast for today, calling for cloudy, cooler, chance for some more shower activity. Temperatures going back into the low 50s. The mother of the alleged offender in the Kenosha Bradford High School stabbing case indicates her son and some other boys allegedly involved, including the victim, have some history outside of just being friends at one time. After a juvenile court disposition hearing, the woman told reporters her son was wrong for having brought a weapon to school, but she also wondered where were the teachers in this case.
Why wasn't the teachers there? Why wasn't security there? How did it get to this? How could you come into a class where you wasn't supposed to be in this class? So how did they just walk in this class and the teacher didn't know, that these kids didn't belong here? I'm like, when I went to school, the teacher was standing by the door. And you came in there, hey, you're not allowed in this class. You need to go back to your class.
The woman said she feels bad for the victim, but also notes her son was being targeted by the other boys.
I'm just hoping that he pulls through it. My heart goes out to his family. I'm sorry that it happened. But at the same time, hey, y'all was bullying him. Y'all kept coming, harassing him. My sister said they came up to Burger King. They was trying to jump on him. I had to threaten to call the police. Like, if y'all don't leave, I'm going to call the police. You cannot be in here, trying to jump on him. It's three of y'all and one of him.
The woman also acknowledging that social media plays a role in all of this, the threats and other comments that were going back and forth. Alcohol use on the rise in Wisconsin, with adults ages 65 and over, placing them at greater risk for injuries and death. This according to a new analysis out from the State Department of Health Services. In Wisconsin, the latest annual rates of current alcohol use, binge drinking, and heavy drinking among those aged 65 and older, all higher than the previous year. That according to the Wisconsin Epidemiological Profile on Alcohol and Other Drugs for 2016. The report shows 25% of those 18 and older in Racine County binge drinking for the 2012-14 review period versus 24% in the years 2011 to 13. It's 23% for Kenosha County, down from 24%, and a decline for Milwaukee County from 23 to 22%. Racine's Plan Commission is supporting a new LED message sign to replace the stationary sign out front of Living Faith Lutheran Church on Wright Avenue. This under authority of a conditional use permit. Planning staff had recommended denial for not meeting several ordinance criteria. Commissioner Ann Brodick's only concern, the amount of light that will be generated with this new sign.
I'm just thinking, if I were living across the street, I wouldn't have any trouble with the electronic sign during the day, changing messages and that kind of thing. But in the evening when it gets dark, it might be something that would be troublesome. Have you thought about perhaps limiting those nighttime evening hours? Maybe doing it from 7 in the morning until 7 at night or 8?
Meanwhile, new electronic message signs also approved by the Plan Commission for Julian Thomas School behind the fence at State Street and King Drive, as well as west of the main entrance at Horlick High School on Rapids Drive. And unemployment rates falling in all the local municipalities from February to March when compared to a year ago.
According to figures released by the State Department of Workforce Development, Racine's unemployment rate fell 1.4% in March when compared to a year ago to 5.3%. That's 1% below the rate reported in February. The March jobless rates in Caledonia and Milwaukee fell 1% from February, 9/10 in Kenosha, 7/10 in Mount Pleasant, and 8/10 in Oak Creek. The city of Beloit had the highest jobless rate in the state in March. Racine County's unemployment rate in March was 4.5%, down 1% from February and 1.2% from a year ago. Kenosha County's rate was 4.3%, an 8/10 drop from February and down 1% from last March. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.
Members of the Racine County Board's Executive Committee met in closed session at Eyes Grove last night for over an hour. They adjourned, though, without reconvening into open session and were tight-lipped about what was discussed behind the closed doors. The agenda listed discussion with the Corporation Counsel, the county's broker, and an outside attorney on matters related to the sale of the Ridgewood Care Center to a potential buyer. Negotiations, of course, with Villa Healthcare for the purchase of the nursing home broke off earlier, the county board last year voting to sell the facility. And the committee was supposed to have discussed a lawsuit filed by the village of Sturtevant over several lots owned by the county on Highway 11. The village wants those for future development. Sturtevant officials wanting the county to either put the lots up for sale or just give them to the village. Afterward, County Board Chairman Rusty Clark would only say that more information about that could be available next week. A $2 million police science training center at Gateway Technical College in Kenosha is going to be dedicated tomorrow. Gateway President Brian Albrecht says the Kennel Protective Services Training Center includes some pretty impressive upgrades.
It's a simulation center, a tactical lab, a gun range that is state-of-the-art, very, very creative space, and classroom facilities that are just so in line with what is needed today to help provide the most appropriate training for our law enforcement officials.
That new 12-lane shooting range, by the way, to replace a much smaller facility that no longer meets state training standards. The new center is going to be used by Gateway students, also by on-the-job law enforcement officers for their continued training. Bond is $100,000 each for 18-year-old James Spencer and 19-year-old John Parker, both of Kenosha. They have first appearances in court tomorrow on charges of reckless endangerment of safety. The two are alleged to have driven to 49th Street and 8th Avenue late Monday night because of a social media dispute with someone. That person showed up in a vehicle along with a few other men. The criminal complaint alleges they all engaged in a confrontation and that Spencer was told by Parker to get the gun, which turned out to be an AR-15 assault-style rifle. The other men got into their vehicle and sped away, but not before reports indicate at least two shots were fired in the air and a few more at the vehicle, police later finding 8 shell casings. It was the valve on one of 2 anhydrous ammonia tanks being hauled by a pickup truck on Highway KR yesterday that malfunctioned, and that released about 800 gallons of the chemical into the air, creating a hazmat situation. Racine County Emergency Management Coordinator David Mack says, "You don't fool with anhydrous ammonia. It's mainly used as a fertilizer in this area, but it can cause severe respiratory problems.
And severe burns if it comes if it combines with water in the body. So the biggest thing is going to be breathing difficulty, irritation of the eyes, nose, throats, and then burns."
Number of roads were closed off in that immediate area because of the hazmat situation, but those roads opened yesterday afternoon. Racine County Board Supervisor Mark Gleason wants it to get the attention it deserves, and he ought to know from personal experience just how important it is to know about strokes. Gleason, seriously stricken last year, took a lot of work to get back physically and mentally to where he is today. He'll be talking about that experience to his county board colleagues next Tuesday night with a presentation at the Ives Grove Complex, scheduled to join him 2 doctors from Aurora St. Luke's Medical Center. Stroke is the 5th leading cause of death in this country. And United Way of Racine County is inviting families and kids to attend its free Public Week of the Young Child celebration, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Saturday at Knapp Elementary School on 17th Street. City of Racine Health Department, the Police Department, Racine Unified, and several other local groups all going to participate in a community resource fair. For more information, go onto the United Way website. It was the fish that caused an estimated $100,000 damage to a home on 120th Street in the Kenosha County town of Randall, a fire that led to an almost immediate mutual aid call for help by neighboring departments. The fish was being cooked on the grill on the porch to that home by the owner. Reports have the open door to the kitchen contributing to the flames reaching inside, consuming both the kitchen and the living room. It took maybe 15 minutes to put out the flames, but it left the owners in need of help with immediate housing from relatives. The quality of the water at Quarry Lake Park in Mount Pleasant, that's been an issue raised in the past by those who like to swim at the popular site, as well as others. At 6 o'clock tonight at Ives Grove, the Racine County Board's Public Works, Parks, and Facilities Committee is going to be talking about it. Scheduled on the agenda, a representative from a company in Kansasville called Carefree Enzymes, manufacturer of all natural enzymes which are bacteria-free, according to its website. They've been around since 1995 as an exclusive manufacturer of products for birding, water gardening, and agricultural industries. Company rep going to get a chance to do a presentation to the committee and then answer any questions. The Racine City Plan Commission unanimously supports a 1,200-square-foot addition to the Storino Funeral Home's main building at 3014 Northwestern Avenue. In addition, there'd be a canopy and some modifications to the drive-up area, all part of an amendment to their conditional use permit. John Murphy is with Architectural Associates. He noted that the complex is part of the Wustom family estate, and the goal is to improve overall accessibility.
Even though it's a gem of a facility, it was not as accessible as it needed to be for the current market. We've raised the grade up to a new entrance on the south side, on the Northwestern Avenue side, which will help accommodate the ease of entrance and exit, both for visitations and for funerals, for having movement of caskets and that sort of thing.
Daryl Storino said this is all about enhancing the property for their customers and for those who come to pay their respects.
People come in there with canes and walkers, and they just can't negotiate the stairs, and it's a challenge. And they're constantly reminded of their disability. And this way you erase that. They come in proud and they leave proud, and they're here for a sad situation. And don't make any worse for them to come to the front door and say, oh, I got stairs to go up.
Neighbor Julie Borglund called the upgrade plans fabulous. Commissioner Tony Verranth noted the location is a nice entry point for the city. Food Folks and Spokes was a popular event in Kenosha a few years ago, featuring bicycle racing around Library Park. And after a four-year hiatus, it is coming back June the 15th. The Kenosha YMCA is spearheading its return, with Snap-on providing corporate sponsorship. Plus, there'll be support from the City of Kenosha and the Kenosha Area Convention and Visitors Bureau. The bicycle racing portion of Food Folks and Spokes is part of the Tour of America's Dairyland of Cycle Racing. It was scheduled to coincide with the Kenosha Cycling Week activities, which are June the 11th through the 17th. And free rides on the Milwaukee County Transit System buses, take note, are coming to an end June the 26th. The county to stop its popular GoPass program. In its place will come a $1 per day fare, but it's only for Milwaukee County residents older than 65 on Medicaid or food share, receiving Social Security benefits with Medicaid or food share, or with a veteran's disability designation. Our forecast is coming up. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.